Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Shijie Shalina Wang. I'm working at the Rehabilitation and Research Center for Torture Victims based in Denmark. Our institute is one of the biggest rehabilitation and research centers in Europe. Today, I'm going to present a series of a multi-country study of organized crime and political violence. The study has been implemented in Bangladesh and Kosovo, and we are going to implement a similar study in Iraq next year. And today I'm just presenting the result of the Kosovo study, which was published last September. The objective of the Kosovo study is to estimate the prevalence of injury and violent attributable injury and pain complaint 10 years after the war. We are also interested in quantifying the association between key risk factors of violent and human rights violation in an ethnic conflict and the present general health condition among the affected population. We are also assessing the health, social, and financial burden of a family with an injured or traumatized member. The last is to provide a knowledge basis for reshaping the rehabilitation strategy in the Mitrovica district of Kosovo. Why we are particularly interested in this area? The Mitrovica district has been heavily affected by the war in 1999, also previous to the war, because this area has been the hometown of Kosovo Liberation Army. And currently, Mitrovica district is divided by Serbian and Albanian population. Serbian currently dominate the three municipalities in the north of Mitrovica district. It's mapped in its color in blue color. And Muslim Albanian dominate the three municipalities in the south of Mitrovica district. The violent clash has been continuing since the war in 1999, but it has been intensified since February 2008 because Kosovo declared the independence. We have done a nationwide study, epidemiological study in entire Kosovo in 2005 with the same local institution. We find that Mitrovica district has been mostly severely affected by the war and conflict, but the population there report lowest prevalence of PTSD and other mental illness. So we are particularly interested in doing further study in this area. Here I show the demographic profile of the study population. We randomly sampling 1,115 households using the two-stage cluster sampling. The total sampling population is nearly 7,000. We find that Serbian population only composed only 3% of total sampling population. Also, the official figure show that there's around 7 to 10% of Serbian living in this area. But in fact, most of Serbian family already immigrate or seek refuge in Serbia or other countries. The household size of the sampling population for Muslim Albanian is 6 per household, and for Serbian are 4. So around 12% of family live below the poverty line, which is 0 to 50 euro per month. So here I show the prevalence of collective exposure to violence at the lifetime span, reported by 1,115 households. The results is similar to the CDC study done in 1999 and 2000. So we find that the household report that the household has been searched by legal, so around 75% of household report that the house has been searched by legal authority or law enforcement agency. And over 55% of family report that their house has been burned. And over 80% of family has been experienced gunshot shelling, bombing in the neighborhood. Also, around 30% of family report someone in the household has been tortured or subject to other cruel, inhuman, or degrading treatment or punishment. We also find that around 10% of family report that family members still missing or become disabled due to the war. And here's some health indicator of the same population. The mortality due to violent attack during the period of October 2007 to September 2008 was not very high. This was 1.5 per 10,000. The injury within the preceding 12 months of survey was also low. It's only 5% at the time of survey. Compared to the two nationwide survey in 1999 and 2000, that was is already much lower. In 1999, during the wartime, was 15%. Lifetime experience of violent related injury was surprisingly low. It's only 2.7%. And lifetime experience of the torture among the population was 7%. That was also lower compared to another two study done in 1999, and three study done in 1999, 2000, and 2005. We also find that pain complaint within 2 weeks preceding our survey was around 20%. The risk factor of victimization previous to 1999 and also the wartime, the vulnerability to violent and human rights violation varied with ethnicity, occupation, and pattern of their political and social participation, and also the interpersonal relationship, as well as geographical location of their residency. For instance, that the Skanderbeg municipality was most hit by the mass violence because this was the center of the resistance movement of the Kosovo Liberation Army and also the hometown of the leader of Kosovo Liberation Army. So both fighters and also the civilian were heavily attacked by Serbian authority at that time. We also find if a member of an Albanian Muslim family was affiliated with Kosovo Liberation Army or they have ever participated in any protest or strike previous to the war or at the wartime, or if they have personal or financial or political conflict with family of other ethnicities, it is more likely that someone in this household would have been arrested or detained to be questioned, or have been in combat situation with Serbian force or paramilitary, or someone may have been tortured or executed for any reason. So here we look at the current health effect among the population. The age-specific pain reported by the sample population, we can see clearly different the pain complaint within 2 weeks of survey that female are more likely to complain about pain than male. And we also find that the person who had injury within 12 months of the survey, or they have ever had a lifetime violent related injury, or they have been subject to any torture at their lifetime, they are more likely to complain about the pain than the rest of the population if they have no such experience. We also can see the pattern that this population start to complain pain starting from age 35 years old. There are plenty of the pain surveys in the Western country that the population start to complain about pain starting from age 55 years old. But among the war or conflict affected population, they start to complain non-specific pain, either mentally or physically, from age 35 years old. And it start to increase to the peak over 55 years old. The level of violent exposure at the household and household member with pain complaint. If the family member, if the family has been exposed to more category of violent or human rights violation, it's more likely the there's a higher proportion of family member with injury within 12 months is higher, and also it's likely to have higher proportion of family member report lifetime exposure to violent related injury and also has current pain complaint within 2 weeks. Higher exposure in the past or the lifetime, higher proportion of family member with pain complaint currently. The lasting health effect of the ethnic conflict and the present financial burden at household. Adjusting for the clustering effect and household income and also waiting for the family size, we find that a higher proportion of family member with lifetime experience of life-related injury was associated with a decline of household income due to present of an injury household member. And also higher proportion of family member with pain complaint within 2 weeks preceding the survey was associated with a decline in household income and also reporting of borrowing money. Higher proportion of family member with pain complaint was also higher among the family whose member have stopped working or stopped going to school in order to take care of injured person. And all the results are highly significant. Here are some discussion that the effect of violence are not confined to individual. The emotional disturbance can be very contagious among family members. Injury and disablement do not disappear with the end of the war. It takes a long time for recover. And to take care of injured or disabled person or traumatized person at the home affect the entire family. The healthy family member also overload by assuming the duty of a person in pain. And very often they also repent non-specific pain. The prevalence of non-specific pain associated with the loss of the loved one or loss of property or financial burden on family affected by war has never been assessed. And we are the first one to do study about pain prevalence, non-specific pain prevalence among the war or conflict affect population. So pain complaint increased with age from 35 years old. In the conflict affect or repressed population, we have observed the same pattern among the population living in the Western Bangladesh affected by the conflict. It is difficult to isolate the impact of war in 1999 on a population in the post-conflict setting because in these areas, the conflict still continue in the low low level. And also the experience of violent human rights violation is quite endogenous. It's embedded with a complex web of personal, socioeconomic, and political factor before the war, at the wartime, and also after the war. So the political involvement is a risk factor for violent and human rights violation. But in another hand, we also find that those political involved my family, among them, the proportion of family member with pain complaint was much lower. We have a second stage of study. We recruit those victim of massive violence. We have done more study on clinical and functioning assessment of those victims. We also find that those victims of war or violence, if they are more politically or socially active, they are more likely to access to humanitarian aid and also resource that can benefit a lot on their health. The pattern of the social and political participation of victims of politically motivated violence can affect the rehabilitation process. So we have to always consider the dimension of empowerment, such as self-determination, social inclusion, and participation, as well as ability to influence one's life. That may have implication for general health and well-being of the population affected by the conflict, particularly ethnic or political conflicts. Thank you very much for your attention. Thank you.